been thinking about my brother who quit smoking many years back. I was thinking about the process of how he quit smoking. I'm pretty sure I've shared this with you before, but it's so good. I think it's worth revisiting because who knows? Maybe you're struggling with some compulsion, some addiction. Maybe you're struggling to kick a bad habit, a vice, and you've tried. Like people who try to get off nicotine, it's hard. It's difficult. I mean, we are in this time of Lent in which we remember the need to learn self-mastery, to grow in self-discipline. Just a couple weeks ago, or less than 2 weeks ago, we heard from the gospel recounting Jesus's time spent in the wilderness. 40 days he fasted, and then what does Saint Luke tell us? That he was tempted by the evil one. So Jesus himself also experienced temptation. You and I will not be spared that as well. The difference is that Jesus didn't create the circumstances and the environment for his own temptation. We unfortunately contribute to the temptations in our life just by simply placing ourselves in the near occasion of sin, by becoming lazy and slothful in our spiritual lives, by not preparing ourselves to confront the difficult challenges ahead. I just say that because let's not put all of the blame on the temptation itself when we're faced with temptation. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to beat ourselves up either. It's just the realization that we often contribute to our own temptation. Of course, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus was perfect. And so when he fasted in the wilderness, he was hungry, of course. That's the natural reaction to fasting for 40 days. But of course, he was tempted by the evil one as a result of that in preparation for his public ministry. Anyway, I don't want to digress here, but my brother experienced temptation to continue smoking. And as you know, if you yourself have smoked, or if you have a loved one who's been addicted to nicotine, it's a difficult habit to kick, isn't it? It's a combination of the chemistry of all that's involved in cigarettes and other tobacco products, but it's also the social aspect of it. And just the habit, the habitual aspect of it, it becomes difficult. And I remember my brother sharing with me this challenge that he experienced when he first decided to stop smoking. And he had, was he just starting a family, or maybe he was just about to start a family. And this was he was realizing how important it is for him to stop. Of course, he tried many times before that to stop smoking. He read all of the terrible things that will happen to you. He probably looked up pictures on the internet of what your lungs look like after years and decades of smoking. He might have looked at lots of statistics about all the terrible effects that smoking has on your body. You know them. I don't need to repeat them to you. We all know that smoking is bad for us, bad for our health in general. Especially when it's not done in a moderate way, how quickly it can lead to health concerns, high blood pressure, cancer itself, heart disease, all kinds of issues. But my brother, with all of those negative effects, he had a hard time kicking the habit. He would tell himself, "This is bad for me. I shouldn't do this. I'm a terrible person," and those kinds of excuses or explanations just wouldn't work. Right? Of course, not all of them are completely true. He's not a terrible person. It's not that smoking is intrinsically evil. He, though, needed a better motivation than just the downsides and the negativity of smoking. So what he did was he started to discover the benefits of stopping smoking. I didn't bring up, I should have, for your perusal during these few minutes, I didn't bring up a list of all the positive benefits, but I've seen lists like this myself that say, yeah, if you go 10 minutes without smoking, then all of a sudden you're going to have more oxygen in the blood vessels in your brain. For example, I'm not saying that's actually the case, but it will say, after 10 minutes, this is what will happen that's positive for you. After an hour, this is what's positive that will happen to you. After 6 hours, this is what's this is how your body will be better off. After 1 day, after 2 weeks, after 10 years. And you go through the process of the amazing benefits to you by kicking a bad habit. And by beginning to live more healthy. And it was that kind of positive motivation that helped my brother to say, yeah, this is what I got to do. And this is now the reason to do it, so that I can live longer for my children, so that I can be more engaged physically and athletically, so that I can be healthier. And he started to see those many benefits and ultimately was able to kick the habit. Still difficult. I'm not saying all of a sudden it was like a magic potion that now he didn't have any temptation there. I think about that particular example that he shared with me some time ago, because all of us are trying to change our lives for the better, I hope. We see those negative vices that have set in, the bad habits that we've accumulated over the years. We look at the many things that have come onto the boat of our lives, like barnacles, slowing us down, but stuck there, so difficult to get rid of. And we think, well, if I just take that one off, then another one's going to come in its place, so why should I even try? Besides, it's so much work, and it's so difficult, and it's so painful, but I just must be a terrible person because I won't clean the bottom of my boat off, right? We go through that cycle. We know these things that are stuck onto us are holding us back from going the speed we should in the spiritual life, but we can't find it in us to really commit to getting better. I wonder if we need that positive perspective. What happens when you start praying every day? What happens when you start dedicating yourself to Jesus every hour of every day? What happens when, after 4 weeks, you have been going to a holy hour every single day? What happens after a year when you've received communion every single day of that year? If we could see the benefits to our spiritual life concretely, if we could look at this and not just think, wow, I'm a terrible person, I keep falling back into the same vices and bad habits. Instead of beating ourselves up that way, if we could see that maybe what will motivate us is to recognize how we're called to live and the benefits of living like that, the benefits of putting into practice good habits in the spiritual life, of really living our lives in a healthy way, the way God designed and the way He wants it, we would realize not only a lot more happiness in following that, but we would recognize the benefits that come to us both short-term and long-term. My friends, maybe you're trying to kick a bad habit. Maybe it's one that has to do with the use of your time throughout the day. Maybe it's one that has to do with the moral life. Maybe it's one that has to do with chemicals. I don't know. There are lots of different things that can set in our life. Bad habits, compulsions, addictions, and things like this that become very difficult to change and get rid of. I hope that you won't give up. And I hope that maybe if you review your life and the many times that you've tried to get rid of it, if you've just decided to only look on the negative aspect of this and then to beat yourself up when you can't find the willpower to do it, I hope that won't keep you from realizing, wait, maybe there's a different way you can approach this. Maybe you need to take a step back and look at all the positive things that are going to happen, the ways that you're going to grow, the ways that God's grace is going to bring new life and renewal to you as an individual, as a beloved child of God. I can't say that it will fix every problem, and I can't say that this is the only solution to all of the troubles that might afflict you. But if you need a different perspective, well, maybe this is it. Maybe there's an opportunity for you to revisit these barnacles that have stuck onto the vessel of your life, and you need a hand cleaning them off, but you really need to get motivated to do that. Maybe there's an opportunity to look at how much faster you can go in the spiritual life when you leave these things behind. How much healthier you can be when you leave these vices behind. When we recognize what holiness can do for our life, why would we hold on to sin? We wouldn't. We would want to let all of that go and follow Christ and Christ alone. So a little renewal, a pep talk during this spiritual season of Lent so that you can truly, truly live the spiritual life that God desires of you.